This is a season of gratitude and a time to show how thankful we are for family and for friends and also for teachers who had a strong influence on our lives. But many teachers are also thankful for students who have influenced them. Texas Public Radio Stations and the Columbia Journalism School are collaborating on a project called What My Students Taught Me. Today, Stella Chavez of KERA brings us a story of a student and teacher who both get a second chance.
Rebecca Dodd was in her early 50s when she decided to go into teaching. She had worked in sales and marketing in the insurance industry, but she liked solving math problems and showing others how. She was in her second year at Grand Prairie High School when she met Cheyenne Musgrave.
She was a student that just captured my heart right off. She reminded me so much of one of my own children. She was very quirky, spunky kid, and she just smiled. She just brightened your day when she walked in.
Cheyenne felt a connection, too. Dodd's teaching helped her thrive.
I felt like she understood me, and she wasn't like all the other teachers because they did judge me a lot.
As she got to know Cheyenne, Dodd found out she was having problems at school. Personality conflicts with teachers, the material was too hard, or she'd skip class.
I was careless and just young-minded.
Cheyenne was also bored and often got into trouble. Some things were small, like not wearing her student ID. Others?
One time I cussed at a teacher, and the other time I told the principal I was going to hit a girl in the hallway, and he suspended me from school.
Dot says she knew Cheyenne just needed someone to talk to, someone to motivate her. And Dodd was there for Cheyenne when personal tragedy struck.
The first day back of school after Christmas break, and she was just in a really bad situation. And I asked her what was wrong, and she said, "It's okay, I can't talk about it." Wow. What had happened is her boyfriend had been killed.
Cheyenne cried. So did Dodd. Later, a school administrator chided her, telling Dodd she shouldn't show strong emotions or cry with her students, that she had to be the adult. Even though Dodd was a newer teacher, she disagreed. Students, she thought, need to feel that empathy, and sometimes that means walking through the pain with a student.
I always felt like from that moment on, because she had confided in me, and We grew from there. It wasn't that we had that chatty session every day. It was kind of a bonding from that.
But then on Cheyenne's 18th birthday, she didn't show up. Dodd learned Cheyenne had withdrawn from school.
I think I made several phone calls, probably at least 10 to 15 phone calls over a period of time, trying to talk to Cheyenne and her mom, going, "She just won't. She still feels really bad." And so at some point, I just had to Let that go.
Nearly a decade went by. Cheyenne got married and had 4 kids, but she still remembered her teacher fondly.
Some people leave, like footprints in your life, and she was like one of them. She was cool. She was real cool.
Dodd got a job at Crosswinds Accelerated High School. It's a program for non-traditional students seeking a high school diploma. One day last spring, Dodd opened Facebook and noticed a message. It was from Cheyenne.
It was just like, oh my gosh, my heart just was beating so fast because I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she found me.
I wrote her and I told her, I hope you remember me. And she was like, of course I remember you. So we just went from there.
Cheyenne told her she wanted to finish high school. So Dodd convinced her to enroll in the school where she works. Today, Cheyenne is taking biology and history classes at night. It's very different from high school, she says. The schedule and pace are better for her. And it's great having Dodd as a teacher again. Though Dodd says Cheyenne's taught her as much as she's taught Cheyenne. One lesson, that it's okay to cry with your students. The other?
That all is not lost when a student drops out for whatever reason, and that they can come back and be successful. And they need that second chance. And not think, oh, well, I'm too old. There's nothing I can do.
Dodd says she's glad she got a second chance, too. For Here and Now, I'm Stella Chavez.